Hello, I'm calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. This evening, we're conducting a short public opinion survey about important issues facing Miami-Dade County, and we would like to include your opinions. But first of all, are you registered to vote?
Yes, but how long would this take?
The survey takes about 8 minutes to complete, but it's a very important survey about the upcoming elections for president, Congress, and other offices in Miami-Dade County, and we'd like to get your opinion.
Okay. All right, go ahead.
Thank you. Do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or television station, a newspaper, an advertising agency, a media organization, or work on or volunteer on a political campaign?
No.
As you are aware, very few people actually vote in nonpartisan primary elections for things like Miami-Dade County Mayor and County Commission. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the nonpartisan primary elections for Miami-Dade County Mayor and County Commission on Tuesday, August 20? You will definitely going to vote. You will very likely to vote, somewhat likely, not very likely to vote, or not at all likely to vote.
I'm likely to vote.
Okay. And with which political party are you registered? Republican, Democrat, no party affiliation, or some other party?
Democrat.
And what is your main racial background?
My main what?
Racial background, African-American, Black, Asian, Asian-American, white. Thank you. And what is your age, just to make sure we speak to all ages, 18 to 35, 36 to 45, 46 to 55, 66 to 65, 66 to 75, or over 75?
66 to 75.
And generally speaking, will you say things in Miami-Dade County are going in the right direction, or have they gotten off on the wrong track?
Generally in the right direction, I would say.
Yes, in general. From the following list, what is the one thing local elected officials in Miami-Dade County should address that will make your daily life better? I have a short list. I know all are important, but the most important: housing and property insurance costs, corruption in local government, flooding, sea level rise, and environmental resiliency, crime and neighborhood safety, quality of life like growth and overdevelopment, inflation and the cost of things like groceries and gas, or traffic and congestion?
Traffic and congestion.
Although it is a nonpartisan election, the elections for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today. Which of the following best describes how you will likely to vote between a Democratic candidate and a Republican candidate? You will definitely
vote
for the
Democratic. I vote in Miami Beach.
Okay, but if elections for Miami-Dade County Commissions were held today,
County Commission. Okay. All right, go ahead.
Will you vote definitely for Democrat, probably for Democrat, definitely for Republican, or probably for Republican?
Definitely for Democrat.
Okay. And you will now be given a list of some public officials in Miami and across the country that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of the person, just let me know. Or you can indicate it as well. The first one is Francis Suarez. Very favorable, somewhat favorable. Very unfavorable, or just somewhat?
Very unfavorable.
Miguel Soliman?
I don't know.
Maria Elvira Salazar?
Don't know.
Alex Diaz de la Portilla?
Don't know.
Alfonso Alfie León?
Don't know.
Daniela Levine Cava? Very favorable, somewhat favorable.
Don't know her.
Never heard
of her?
Rosie
Calderas? I've heard of her, but I don't know her.
Okay, so you don't have an opinion of her?
No.
Okay, the next one is Rosie Calderas Stutz.
No opinion.
Joe Carroyo?
No opinion. I don't know any of these other commissioners.
If you don't recognize the name, just let me know, okay? And if you have no opinion, you can indicate it as well.
Okay. Don't recognize.
Joe Carroyo? Don't recognize the name? Okay.
Don't recognize.
Eileen Higgins?
Don't recognize.
Donald Trump?
Very unfavorable.
Vicky Lopez?
don't know him.
Fabian Basabi?
Don't know him.
Joe Sanchez?
Don't know him.
Carlos Jimenez?
Don't know him.
And the last one, Joe Biden.
Very favorable.
Okay. And you will now be asked a few short questions about the August primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission. If the primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today, among the following candidates, for whom will you vote? Eileen Higgins or Alfonso Alfi León?
This is nonpartisan or this is by party?
For Miami-Dade County Commission, if the election were held today.
I don't know. I don't have an opinion about any of the commission.
Okay. If the primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today, among the following candidates, for whom will you vote? Eileen Higgins or Joe Carollo?
I don't know.
If the primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today, among the following candidates, for whom will you vote? Eileen Higgins or Miguel Soliman?
I don't know.
Okay. Do you approve or disapprove of the job that Eileen Higgins is doing as your county commissioner? Strongly approves, somewhat approves, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
I don't know.
You will now be given some statements about Eileen Higgins. Please indicate if it makes you more likely or less likely to vote for Eileen Higgins in the election for Miami-Dade County Commission. If it will make no difference, you can indicate that as well. And we're almost done with the survey. We're at 75%. Thank you so much for your time. The first one is, Eileen Higgins says she wants to improve transportation for residents, but under her watch, Miami-Dade just received an F score in transit and mobility. Higgins cut over 1,000 bus stops and routes that so many of our residents depend on, which has led to more crowded buses, higher costs, and people not getting to work on time. In one case, Higgins cut a bus stop that an 80-year-old woman uses every day and result in her having to walk more than 30 minutes to the next closest stop or taking expensive alternatives like Uber or Lyft. After hearing that, more likely, less likely to support her or no difference to you?
Well, assuming it's true, less likely.
Much less or just somewhat less after hearing that?
Somewhat less.
The next one, Eileen Higgins gave millions of taxpayer dollars to foreign developers for rail projects that were never completed. And Higgins supported a controversial rail project to Miami Beach that would bring more congestion and crime to residential neighborhoods. More likely, less likely, or no difference?
Yes, less likely.
Much less or somewhat less?
Somewhat less.
Somewhat less. During these challenging times, Eileen Higgins actually voted against lowering property taxes for Miami-Dade County homeowners by nearly $20 million. More likely, less likely to support her, or that statement makes no difference to you?
Makes no difference.
Okay, the last three. Since Eileen Higgins took office 6 years ago, Miami-Dade County has become the most unaffordable place to live and work in the country, with housing costs in your community more than doubling and Miami having the highest inflation rate in the United States. Higgins has failed to address the affordability crisis, and her policies have only made it worse, especially for seniors on fixed income. More likely, less likely, or no difference after hearing that?
No difference.
The last two, Eileen Higgins' campaign has received hundreds of thousands of dollars in campaign contributions from the corrupt big developers who are pushing out long-time residents from their homes by building a high-end luxury properties that everyday people cannot afford and bring more traffic and congestion to your neighborhood. More likely, less likely, or no difference?
No difference.
The last one? While so many are struggling to make ends meet, Eileen Higgins actually voted to more than double her taxpayer-funded compensation and benefits, the $130,000 per year. After hearing that, more likely, less likely, or no difference?
No difference.
Okay, and the last few questions. One last time, you will be asked a few short questions about the August primary election for Miami-Dade County. If the primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today, among the following candidates, for whom will you vote, Eileen Higgins or Alfonso Alfi León?
I don't know.
If the primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission will hold today, among the following candidates for whom will you vote, Eileen Higgins or Joe Carroyo?
I don't know.
And the last one, if the primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission will hold today, among the following candidates for whom will you vote, Eileen Higgins or Miguel Soliman?
I don't know.
Okay, the last two questions, I'm going to ask you two short demographic questions before we finish, just to be sure we have a representative sample. What is the last grade of formal education you have completed?
Master's degree.
And, okay, this concludes the survey. Thank you very much for your participation. Your opinion is very important for us. And thanks again for your help. Remember, the elections are going to be August 20. You have a little time to informate yourself. But thank you so much for your time, and have a good day.
You're welcome. Bye.
Bye.